Welcome back. Tony Sanders Outdoors, hour number two, doing a little bit of turkey. You need the turkey thingy. See, I can't do this. I just can't. That would be a world champion doing that, not me. The only way I can do that is to get out my recorder and record it and then play it back.
We'll get Paul to hit the tape on it.
Or take you with me.
There you go. Take Rob with me.
267-1023, 267-1023. Hey, we were talking a little bit about the banquet. All right, it's coming up on March 2nd at Chester Frost Park. You guys been out there now, what, about 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. We started, years ago we used to go to the Choo Choo downtown.
Right.
And it was kind of a high-end banquet, and when the economy slowed down several years ago, we just decided, look, we're going to get back to some basics. We're going to offer just a real simple meal at a real economical cost and not turn anybody away. And we had a lot of people who over the years had just kind of faded out, and when we started that, they've come back in and a little more receptive,
right.
You know, a little bit more I don't want to say country or down-home atmosphere, but we just, you know, we've got guys that will show up in suits. We've got guys that will show up in camo, and we really don't care.
Right.
We just want them to get in the door to support the cause, and to some degree our cause has changed. You know, we, as National Wild Turkey Federation members, we are to help promote and enhance the wild turkey through habitat and things like that, but we really decided a couple years ago that we were going to make a hard push toward the kids.
Sure.
And when I kind of got up on my soapbox and I was talking to the guys about it, they got behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we have sponsored 4 local schools.
Right.
And I was telling you off air that there's one school here locally where they had 14 kids come out last year for archery. This year they had 52.
That's awesome.
You know, so anything that we can do, it goes beyond the scope of enhancing wildlife. You know, I think we need to get into the community, and there's a lot of these kids out there that if we don't step up, they won't have the opportunity to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I tell you what, we had one of my hunter safety students called in, and she was going on her first hunt.
She was excited.
Oh, the excitement in that voice was amazing. And, I know after you got your world slam, you made the comment in here in the air one day that you don't care if you ever pull the trigger or not. It's now about teaching and enjoying.
Yeah.
And, it's a lot of fun. And we've had several conversations about what we as responsible hunters, like it or not, leaders in the hunting world,
yes.
At least in this area,
yes,
we've got to step up and reach out to these kids because, let's face it, Don, we're 50 years old.
Right.
We've got to get the youth involved, or that voice that we have is going to get smaller and smaller. And I was so excited to see some of the statistics that came out this year, that the deer harvest was up, more hunters in the field. Nationally, hunting licenses are up,
mm-hmm.
and that's exciting. And I think when you think about this world, whether it's the Hamilton County, Tennessee world, or whether it's the state of Tennessee, or whether it's the United States, it's like a ship. You don't Well, you don't spin those around on a dime.
No,
it takes concerted year after year effort. And I think, honestly, I look back at, I guess, my last 17, 18 years of doing stuff, and I'm starting to see the momentum finally, you know, building. I'm seeing the more, I'm getting more phone calls. I'm running into to more people that want to learn more about hunting. And I tell you, the one thing, and I go, you know as well as I do, I go to everybody's banquet.
Sure.
I'm at all of them. And unfortunately, I spend a lot of money at all of them. But, and they're all different. They're all very different. DU, the banquet I do, Friends of NRA, you guys, Rocky Mountain Elk,
right.
They're all
right.
different. But one of the things that I have always found interesting about yours is there are so many guys there and ladies that will sit down and talk to you about turkey hunting.
Yeah.
They will tell you how to do it, what to do,
right.
what you need, what you don't need. You know, that's to catch you, the turkey hunter. This is to help you catch the turkey.
Right.
You know, and I think that's just phenomenal. And I think that atmosphere, I honestly think, and I have my banquet at the Choo Choo. I love the Choo Choo. Mm-hmm. We've been there. This is our 20th year. The move you guys made to Chester Frost was the best thing you could have done.
I think so.
Because for whatever reason, Chester Frost works with wild turkey.
Yes.
DU, at when they moved outside to the pavilion downtown next to Finley Stadium,
right.
was one of the best moves they could have done.
Sure.
Because for whatever reason, it just works. Now, could I take my banquet there? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I think when you guys moved to Chester Frost, you lowered the price.
Right.
You did everything that the fundraisers tell us not to do. It worked.
Yeah, to be user-friendly.
And it worked. It makes sense.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something that's kind of neat. I've taken a kid from church duck hunting a couple times. His sister comes up to me a month ago. Hey, I want to go hunting. Her daddy is just looking at me, and I said, sure. Look, we'll go. No, really, I want to go. I said, we'll go. Well, he's sitting there thinking, I'm just carrying on. I said, no, we'll go. And then I asked her, I said, why do you want to go? She says, I don't care if I shoot anything. I just want to see what it's like. I want to hear them. I want to see them. I said, well, what about the camo? Are you okay with wearing camo? Yeah. I said, okay, I'll get you camo. Are you okay with shooting a gun? Yeah, I'll shoot a gun. I said, are you okay if we're able to get a turkey or a duck or a rabbit within your range? Are you okay to pull a trigger? Yeah. Now, so what are you going to do? Well, I guess you'll show me how to eat it. So here's a kid who has no concept, mm-hmm. you know, no background, no family lineage mm-hmm. to hunting. They're more into the arts, but I'm going to take her.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to take her dad, and I'm going to put him right on my shoulder, and I'm going to let them experience hearing those crickets, hearing those owls, hearing those coyotes, hearing that turkey gobble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully we'll just have an active morning.
Right.
And I've told people before, a lot of times, a lot of these guys get to a point to where they feel like the only way that they can be successful is to harvest an animal. Well, I would challenge that. I would tell any hunter out there, if you'll take a kid, they could care less about pulling the trigger, and you'll be successful just by taking them out there, and you can take all the pressure off of yourself.
I am so looking forward to my grandson's first.
Oh, let me tell you.
I am. I know. My wife has laughed at me because he's got a shotgun. He's got a deer rifle. Now, he's just barely over two.
I understand.
Okay. You know, and I'm literally going, looking at my safe, thinking, okay, Hunter will get that one. You know, my other grandkids will, you know, they'll get the, I mean,
absolutely.
I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to take him fishing. I can't, you know, and it's killing me that he's not getting there fast enough. But I don't want to rush it, but I just can't wait. I'm just so excited.
Well, and I'm the same way. I've got two. My two grandsons are 3 and 4, and I was telling Rob earlier, Mason, the 4-year-old, anytime he comes over to the house, he wants to know when we're going to the Weiss. It's not a lease. It's a weese.
Going to the weese.
And he, there was a lady at church the other night, and he started talking to her how we had coyotes on the weese, and asked her if she wanted to go, you know, to shoot one. And he has no concept of the, you know, the culture where not everybody is hunter friendly. to him, he thinks everybody should be hunting or fishing.
Right.
And I've told my wife that's exactly how I want it.
Absolutely.
You never know. The nice church lady might want to go see
some
coyotes.
She might. We'll certainly take her.
All right. How do they get tickets to your banquet?
The easiest way, Tony, we've opened up a website, which has just been absolutely incredible. You go to Cherokee Chapter, NWTF. And we've actually got a PayPal account set up.
Okay.
They can do everything online. They print off the receipt, bring it to the banquet, and they are in. And it's just like it's been before. You know, we've got the tickets to where you can do a membership meal, which is what the NWTF wants to encourage everybody to do. But we also opened it up to where we said, okay, you may not be a turkey hunter. So if you just want to come, and eat, it's a $15 meal ticket.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of response. There's a lot of guys that just want to come because of the guns that we offer.
Sure.
And the raffles and stuff. And we said, hey, we're not going to turn anybody away. I think Chester Frost holds 300 people. And we may go beyond that a little bit. And if we do, so be it. We're going to accommodate everybody. And we'll make sure that the guys, you know, that that are putting this thing on, we'll be the last ones to eat if we eat. There'll be plenty of food to go around. And we have Rib and Loin coming in, and they do a great job. And we want to make sure a lot of these banquets you go to, you get a little of this, a little bit of that, and then you go to one of the, you know, fast food restaurants after that to eat. Well, you don't do that at ours.
I've stopped at Crystal a few times on the way home. Let's talk to Jim before we take a break. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yes, sir, Tony. I just want to let you know that one of our old standby knife and gun shows is going on this weekend at the Alhambra Shrine. So there'll be a lot of hunters up there.
Well, Jim, I'm going to be there. I got a table up there. You guys gave us a table and for the Friends of NRA, and I'll be up there with some very interesting firearms, including this is about like your AR-15, Kel-Tec KSG shotgun that you cannot find.
What about
I have
that?
One.
Well, I'll see you up there then.
You bet, Jim. And that starts at 9 o'clock this morning.
Right.
And goes to 5 today and then 9 to 4 tomorrow. Is that correct?
You got it.
Jim, I look forward to being up there, and that's at the Shrine. Now, I tell you what, Jim, I'll tell you what shocked me. I've had more people in the last week say they had no idea where the Shrine is. You want to tell everybody how to get there?
Yes. It's you turn and come out East Brainerd Road. If you're coming off of from Brainerd, come out East Brainerd Road where the old, what they was the Albert Long School.
Yeah, the old Albert Long School.
And then just turn back south there on Alhambra Drive, and then when, as you're heading toward the Social Security buildings and all those office buildings out there, and before you turn to there or go to them, you turn left up the hill there.
Hey, Jim, what's the admission? Do you know?
$7.
$7 to get in. And that's good all day?
All day, of course.
Perfect.
Right.
Jim, thank you.
And there's food out there, too, so bring an appetite.
You got it, man. That sounds great. Jim, I look forward. Look me up.
Okay,
I will. I'll be at the Friends of NRA table.
I'll find you.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's pay a bill or two, Paul. Tony Sanders Outdoors. We'll be right back. What do you think of that KSG there, man?
Can you get it in camo?
No, I can camo it for you. That gun was introduced at the SHOT Show, okay? They have a back order of 30,000.
For what?
It's home defense, man. A shotgun that holds 15 rounds? You talking about you would take your shotgun over an AR any day? I got 15 rounds of buckshot coming at you, baby. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Tony Sanders Outdoors. 267-1023. A little turkey talking. Hey, Rob, you got a couple of classes coming up?
I do.
You got a fly fishing course. Now, I'll get back to this in a second. You got a fly tying course,
mm-hmm.
March 2nd and 9th. March 2nd and 9th, two consecutive Saturdays from 8 to noon. $75 to the continuing education program at Chattahoochee State, 697-3100.
Mm-hmm.
All year he's been saying, I want a turkey hunt. I want a turkey hunt. I said, man, I can hook you. I can hook you up. What does a dummy do? He has a fly fishing course April 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th.
Yeah, yeah.
What a dummy. What a dummy. The course will be good, but it's going to screw up your turkey hunting.
Yeah, right in the peak of turkey season.
It just, anyway.
Oops.
Whoops, yeah. So if you don't want a turkey hunt, if you're, you know, just un-American and don't want a turkey hunt,
hey,
go see Rob, fly fishing course, you know.
Hey, turkey will be present in some of our fishing flies, so there will be turkey present.
So what time does it start?
His 8 a.m. till noon.
Oh, Lord.
I know. He gets off the air at 7, has to start there at 8. There's absolutely no chance for him to go.
To postpone that to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but you can get both those courses, which I can highly recommend, at 697-3100, 697-3100, and you will enjoy those. So, how's your food plots? You got, are they good?
The clover is doing great. We planted Marshall rye last year, and you know, the deer hit it, but there was such a crop of acorns, mm-hmm, that, you know, they're starting to come in there more now, but early in the season, during deer season, the acorns were just incredible. So they're working pretty good.
Got a new sponsor, Beatty Fertilizer.
I've heard about that guy.
They have developed a food plot specific fertilizer, and they've explained the science to me, and actually probably understand it better than I want to admit, but the way they formulate the fertilizer, it actually works very well in the shade, which is typically what you find in food plots.
Yes.
You find food plots, people usually stick them in the middle of hardwoods or something like that, and they do get a lot of shade, especially in the mountains here. Well, this fertilizer is designed specifically to work with in the shade in the food plots. And they actually developed it because a lot of their customers, they're really big in fertilizer, but a lot of their customers were also hunters and were having trouble growing their food plots.
As are we.
And that's what they came up with. So you need to check this stuff out. Beatty Fertilizer, you can give them a call at 472-5491, 472-5491, toll free 877-255-0797, 877-255-0797. They've been around since 1976 in the fertilizer business. Been around since the 30s, so it's not a fly-by-night company here. Beatty Fertilizer, appreciate them. We're getting ready to put it out on our food plots and see what happens.
That's good stuff.
I've seen pictures, phenomenal pictures of what it does. It's amazing.
Mm.
All right, so go to your website, National, what was it?
No. Cherokee Chapter.
Cherokee Chapter, yeah, NWTF.
Cherokee Chapter, NWTF, and you'll see the different captions there with the Jake's program and the Habitat. And
speaking of Jake's.
Yes.
For the last 5 or 6 years, you've had men, and we've never identified them because they don't want to be identified.
That's right.
That pay for the kids to come.
Yeah, any kid that walks in the door. Even if they don't, if they want to be a Jake's member to the National Wild Turkey Federation, their way is paid. Last year, we were able to pay or fund 157 kids.
Wow.
At $15 a pop. And it'll happen again this year. No kid will walk in the door having to pay at all.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
So we went to up to Prentice Cooper this year for a youth deer hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys, you know, said, whatever you do, if you get 10 or 12, no problem, we'll cover it. I said, okay. We went up there and got 87 kids signed up. And I called him. I said, hey, by the way, are you all right with this? He said, that's fine. Didn't hesitate. Just awesome people. They just, that's their way. You know, they're not going to want to, you know, pay for a control burner, this or that, but they'll pay a kid's way in a heartbeat. Sure. It's just a conviction they have.
Yeah.
There's about five of them. This year we've picked up another guy, and that's what they want to do.
And I think that's great
because, awesome.
Again, as we talked about, the youth are what it's going to take.
Absolutely.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Live in Chatsworth, so I really can't hear you except on Ford Mountain. So I was coming down from my house on Ford Mountain, and I heard y'all talking National Wild Turkey Federation, and I heard something about fly fishing, and I lost y'all. But I listen to y'all most Saturday mornings coming down when I head to the field, and I was always wanted to call in and tell you guys, you know, my two favorite things to do are turkey hunt, and I love to fly fish for wild trout, and I kind of crossed them over because I tie flies instead of tying a pheasant tail nymph. I use turkey tail feathers.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it makes it a little darker, it's a little heavier, and it seems to work really well in the Smoky Mountains. So,
you can also use that turkey for wing casings. I use it for wing casings a lot, and some of the more brilliant tail feathers, I will use those, like you said, in place of pheasant tail nymphs.
I need to try that too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
No problem. On your hare's ears, use the wild turkey as a shellback, or if you're tying a Copper John, use it as a shellback. And if you put just a dab of Sally Harder's nails on there, it gives it a real nice sheen, and it almost kind of makes it look like an air pocket in there.
My wife gets her nails done there. I've heard of that place.
That is the old flat tires trick, is using Sally's hard as nails as head cement.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I might try to substitute that then.
Give it a shot.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.
I couldn't tie a fly.
Lord, no. I can get you some feathers. I don't know about tying the flies, though.
Well, see, you'll
provide
the
materials. I'll provide the rest of them.
See, that's the trick.
Well, I want to go, but I don't want to. I can't go during turkey season.
Well,
I have to wait.
You can skip his course. But now, I guarantee you now, he'll trade you a fly trip for a turkey.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. I went last year for the first time and absolutely loved it, but I got to wait till May. I can't go. Can't go April.
Well, that's the beauty of fly fishing. You can do it outside turkey season.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. I want to go. I want you to show me.
I will take you on a fly fishing trip.
I'm on it. We're gone.
And I have never gone fishless. May not have been what we were after, but I've never gone fishless.
Okay. Now, we take a guy trout fishing, right? Drive 2 hours. We catch perch, crappie.
Sure.
Catfish. Anything but trout.
I understand.
No trout. But there were fish. We caught fish.
And maybe he didn't know the difference.
Yeah. Tony Sanders Outdoors. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Tony Sanders Outdoors. Talking about fly fishing off the air.
Yep.
267-1023, 267-1023. All right, so your banquet's coming up. You got a bunch of guns there.
Over 30.
Got some hunts?
Got some hunts, got some turkey hunts.
I love that rocking chair I got last year.
Do you?
Yeah. I think Todd's wife would still buy that from
me. Oh, yeah. We took a... We took some kids, I say we did, a couple of the guys took some kids rabbit hunting from that hunt.
Oh, okay.
Last year, and they had pictures, and I think they shot 4 or 5, something like that, but they had a great time. So we'll do that. You know, again, we've got some turkey hunts that we'll auction off, but we try to push it more toward the kids. I took a father-son twice this year duck hunting. Where we raffled it off at the banquet last year, and they had a great time. The kid had never been, and we shot 20-something ducks back during the season and just had a great, great time. And that's what we're going to try to offer. You know, we'll stay there with guns all night long. If people want to try to buy them, we'll
sure.
figure a way to auction
sure.
them off or raffle them. So
cool.
It'll be a big time.
Well, that'll definitely be fun. That's coming up on March 2nd. Which is not that long away, 3 weeks away.
Nope. Chester Frost Park, doors open at 5:30, and we will literally, as soon as the doors open, we'll be raffling off guns right then and there.
Hey, Commander.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm just curious, when is that wild game dinner out at the church on 58 Highway?
Last weekend.
Naturally.
Yeah, it was last weekend. It was crowded. They said they had. I know they sold over 2,200 tickets.
Wow.
It's always been a popular event. I've never been, and I've always wanted to go for the last, well, I say always, wanted to go for the last 3-4 years.
Well, I tell you when it is, all right? It's always the first Saturday of February. Always.
Okay, I'll put that next year's calendar.
Now, let me tell you this, too. You need to buy your tickets. You need to call the church. January 1, because they sell out so fast. They had 75 people on the waiting list this year. And Silverdale Baptist Church, which is not that far from there, also had their banquet the same night. Now, it doesn't always fall that way, but they had 1,800 or 1,900 people at their banquet. It's crazy.
Is it a Wild Game?
It is.
Center too?
It is. There's one coming up in Cleveland at Westside Baptist Church. I want to say I know I'm out of town, so.
That's 23rd.
The 23rd, I think, yeah. And that one's always a good one.
23rd of this month?
Yes, sir. And there's also one at Oakwood Baptist Church in Chickamauga that is, that's next weekend, I think. So, there's several of those going on just in the area.
Okay, you said the one in Cleveland was Westside?
Westside, yeah. Westside. Search Westside Baptist Church in Cleveland. And I want to say, I'm pretty sure it's the 23rd was when theirs is, because they wanted me to come up there, and I will be giving away all the money I raised for the Friends of NRA that day, so I won't be able to.
Okay. I'll try that one.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling in.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
So you've got the banquet. Are you going to do a Jake's Day this year?
We are going to be talking to Sportsman's about doing something along that line, either doing a Jake's Day or just a shoot up at Montlake, getting the kids up there. Most of these kids coming in, they just want to get a gun.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to shoot. So we're looking at trying to do a just a father, son, you know, parent, child, you know, come up there, have a little activity up there, but get a gun in their hand to where they can learn not only how to shoot it, but to respect it.
Right.
And know that it is just not a weapon. So we're trying to look at the logistics of that and try to figure out how to create just a little bit more respectful atmosphere with
sure.
with a gun. I'll tell you something that we're trying to do, we're working on. We are looking at trying to do a Turkey University and looking at either raffling off 12 spots or maybe just saying, okay, we've got 12 spots open, it's going to cost X. And we've talked, you know, with Highland Sportsmen about possibly using the facility, but it would be an all-day, you know, one day or day and a half course where you go from A to Z on turkey hunting, from camo to setup to calls to what do you do, the what ifs.
Would that be for youth or would that be
It'd be for anybody. And the reason behind it, we've had so many people come. When we went to that juvenile deer hunt, we had guys coming to us, we would turkey hunt. Our son wants to go. We'd love to take him. We just don't know what to do.
Right.
So we got to talking the other night at the meeting. We've got two guys in our chapter that are in the Turkey Hunters Hall of Fame.
Right.
We've got a guy in our chapter who was a National Volunteer of the Year, you know, right here in Chattanooga.
Right.
We got to looking around the table, adding it up. You got these World Slams, Grand Slams, Royal Slams. Buster Faley's probably one of the, you know, better callers in the country. All of these resources.
Right.
And we thought, well, you know, why not?
Why would you limit it to 12? I bet you could sell
100. Well, what we thought about doing was just doing a small setting to where you could have 3 or 4 guys in a time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really get deep into
right.
the why do you do? You
sure.
know, last year when you and I hunted, why should we have sat 10 more minutes?
Right. Right.
You know, what do you do when he's hammering his head off and you're sitting right there and you think you're in a good spot? Why do you move? Why do you not? And just getting into some of these old-timers' head to understand what their theory is behind how they hunt.
I think it could be huge. Early days.
I think so. We added up. You've got over 300 years of turkey hunting experience within a small group of guys.
And considering we didn't have turkeys here 25 years ago, that's pretty
exactly
amazing.
Right. Exactly right. It's a different day.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I work at one of the state park golf courses here. We have a lot of turkey on our property. Actually, they came in about 3 years ago on the property. Had about 16 of them, and the flock's running about 50 right now.
That's a good day.
And there's no hunting on the park or anything like that. But what we've done, we have increased a lot of our native areas and things of that nature. When they come up to nesting time, what do we need to be doing anything to assist them or anything of that nature, anything we need to be doing in that realm as far as having more native area for them?
Well, it sounds to me like if you started out with 16 and you're doing around 50, it sounds to me like you've got good areas now. The hens need nesting habitat, and according to the TWRA, the best habitat is just natural. Surrounding the native grasses. I don't know that you necessarily have to plant them, but what they tell us is not to mow areas down, you know, to the nub. Just let it grow.
That's what we did. We took about 100 acres of what we cut out of our cutting regiment.
Yes.
And put them back in native areas. And what we do is we bush hog them about once a year, but we wait till those clutches get up and they're running around.
Yeah, you can even let them go. You know, I know you got to manicure it for the golf course, but if you let them go a couple years, you would be surprised. The turkeys, what a lot of people do on their food plots is they'll bush hog that food plot all the way out, and you have what they call soft borders and hard borders. And the soft borders, which are the native grasses, the foliage that gets up, the grasses and the shrubs, that's what they nest in. They don't necessarily nest in hardwoods or pines. They got to have those soft grasses. And by just letting them grow, that gives them camo, and they're able to blend into that environment. So the more that you provide with that, they'll come out into a field or they'll come out into a fairway or what have you, but they'll keep those chicks, you know, closer to that, what they refer to as a soft border. They do not like, nor do deer, like coming straight out from a hardwood area into an open area. It makes them nervous. They'd rather come out, and I've seen it firsthand, they'll come into this soft border, just stand, look at the surroundings and environment, and ease out and graze a little bit and then work their way back in. So the more soft area that you provide, or areas not cut, the better your population is going to be.
Yeah, it's been amazing that they've gotten used to, because nobody bothers them. It's amazing how they've gotten used to just seeing the golf carts and stuff like that. And they just, and people, you know, we have to go, hey, guys, y'all got to move.
Yeah,
you know,
Bill, I...
more golfers, you know, you can't watch the turkey. Let's go.
Yeah, I tell you what, Bill, I played your course last year a couple times, and there was two or three times we had to kind of shoo the deer and the turkey away so we could play.
See, that's why I play. I go just to watch the animals. My golf game's terrible, so sometimes I just leave the clubs in the cart and just watch the birds.
But I'll tell you, it's amazing. It's what you see go on between them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily see all the time out in the woods if
no.
you've gone out hunting.
No.
And it's just how they act and what they do. And, you know, I mean, it's been a learning experience as to all the different wildlife that we have coming in on us out there. And, you know, right now we're right in the middle of refurbishing our mallard nesting boxes, our wood duck boxes, and all that. But, I mean, it's just getting ready for spring. spraying for all of them. But that was the biggest thing, is that so let the native areas go. Don't necessarily bush hog them down if they don't get too much out of control.
No, let them grow. If they're a couple, 3 foot tall, it's not going to hurt a thing.
Hey, Bill, I got to run, man. Thank you so much for listening and calling in.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you.
Tony Centers Outdoors will be right back.